Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, people? This your boy, E-Max Englishman, and I swear, we are on live tonight. 646-478-0944, that's the number to call in. Chop it up with your people. Can you see what's up? It's right here on Hood Talk Radio with your boy, E-Max Englishman. It's a lot to talk about, but it's some shit that's especially on my mind, man. I really got it. You know, get this shit off my chest because I have no one except you guys to talk to. I'm a single guy, and yet motherfuckers get mad at me when I remind them that I'm single. There's a lot of shit going on in the hood right now, man. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, motherfuckers getting killed again, getting robbed again, getting smoked again. You know, every fucking time around this, every year around this time, people walking around, fucking money they getting back on their taxes, and it's a bunch of thirsty motherfuckers out here, and y'all know this, and yet y'all still put y'all motherfucking business out there in the street. I don't get that shit. Child support technology. You know what I'm saying? I have to work hard for everything that I have. You know what I mean? So it's not like a motherfucker getting handed nothing. You know what I'm saying? I got to say this. And I got to say this real because a lot of us is falling to the wayside over some motherfucking money. Shit is fucked up. But it ain't that fucked up, man, because I'm seeing 30-day motherfucking tags everywhere, even before income tax season, as they call it. And what's up with all y'all young niggas out here stealing these minivans, driving all over the motherfucking city, killing each other and fucking other people up and this and that, like it's something fun to do. Niggas go to jail and get in jail and be crying about how good they're going to be when they get out. You know what I'm saying? On that dumb shit. But then they get out here and shit, get around their boys and be acting stupid. And I know motherfuckers with ankle bracelets first got out of jail, nigga, and the first thing they want to do is hit some loud. Already on paper. They caught another case. In jail. Get out. And then go smoke some motherfucking weed before you go see your probation officer. So what the fuck is that? That's some stupid shit, man. But, you know, that's one of the topics we're going to get on. We're going to get on some shit, some music promotion. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple of new tracks that we just put up here. A young lady by the name of Nicole called that shit Bill Cosby. I had a chance to listen to that shit. That's some flame right there. So, you know, y'all going to get to enjoy that tonight also. And I'm not sure if it is, but I'm sure this 615 number, it looks so familiar, I swear, man. We're going to catch up with that and see what's going down. Right here on Hood Talk Radio. 615-689. What
you
is
you already know. You already know. Inside of the building, I got the hottest artist in Cleveland I'm working with right now. I got Nicole on the phone. So it's going. It's going. It's going. It's a moment, man. I got her grandmother on the phone, too, I think.
Oh, stop it.
Actually, my name is Starfire. That's my stage name is Starfire. My real name is Nicole. That's my alter ego.
Sapphire?
Yeah, Sapphire.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's going, man. The movement gets bigger and bigger, E-Max. You already know what it is, man. We've been doing
this
for years, man.
Nothing but positive energy.
That's what's good. I like that Bill Cosby, though. You know what? Now that I got you on the line, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I am 19 years old. I've been doing music since I was a kid. I taught myself how to play the guitar. I can never listen to somebody else. I will always have to teach myself. But my song, Bill Cosby, I figure, well, everybody try to bring a black man down. So why won't I turn something negative into something positive? Everybody say that Bill Cosby put popping pills and putting them in people's drinks. So I said, I'm feeling like Bill Cosby, as in I'm popping, as in I'm about to blow up, as in
right.
My popularity. So I just turned something negative into positive, like I always do.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Man.
I'm glad that, you know what I'm saying, you got that track to hear. Hood Tunes Radio on Blog Talk. And believe it or not, a lot of artists don't even get to make it to our 24-hour show. Which is on shoutcast.com. So, I mean, you know, shameless plug, man. Y'all got to check that out also. It's called Hood Tunes Radio, and it's on Shoutcast. It's a 24-hour station, and you just might hear your motherfucking music more than one song, too. So,
yay.
You know what I mean? So, believe it or not, yeah, it's going down. You know, it's going down. So not only will you hear your music on Blog Talk, you know, you will also hear it on Shoutcast, which is our 24-hour station. So anytime of day or night, you might, yeah, for real. And I'm sure, you know, that song right there is going to make a big impact. So I'm glad.
Yeah, man.
I love controversy. I love controversy. controversy.
It's going. Yeah, it's going. It's going. E-Max, I told her she joined the right squad, man. She, you know what I'm saying? I told her she joined the right squad, man. It's the dream team right here.
Indeed.
See, man, you did.
Cleveland's on in the building. So what you got coming up, man? How did that work out at the anatomy?
Oh, man, you already know, man, the anatomy moving, man, but, you know, we still got that DJ Drama mixtape about to drop, you feel me? You know,
okay.
Last year, you already know, I hit him with the Rich Homie, you know what I'm saying, the Walkthrough remix, you feel me? This year,
right.
You already know, I told him I was going to hit him with the Dave's Loaf action, you feel me? I mean, you know, everybody always underestimate Eastside, man. Every year, I just hit him with another situation, man. Every year, it just gets even more crazier, man, like, I don't know, man.
Well, you know, I got something for your ass to put out there. It'll be done in about a couple of weeks, man. I just got to do some more vocals and mix it again. But it's really,
man,
ready. I was just being lazy, waiting on some shit, you know, for the studio, man, so I can get everything back up and cranking, like, you know, like that A1 sound like we love. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So
say no more, man. I'm going to send Sapphire to you, man, cause she definitely looking for some good quality on the studio side. So I'm going to give her your number.
That's fine. That's fine.
You know,
I'm getting ready to start working. Actually, I'm already working. I got a log right now of people that I've been putting on hold just because I like my shit to be A1, not no part of the studio, not no I can't do this. Not know
right.
None of that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like my shit got to be better than it was when we first started cranking it. And that's where I am. You know, this radio station is a beautiful thing, but I love to write. So, you know what I'm saying? I like, you know, talk shit and ask questions and make people think on this show. You know what I'm saying? But we talk about some of everything. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, man, I was looking on the internet, man. Why I see Young Thug and Lil Jaden got in the fight, man. Awesome. I don't know what they got in the fight about, but, you know, I think they got in the fight about who was the gayest. I don't know.
Who's the gayest?
Yeah, I think they got in the fight about that, and I was talking shit, though.
Man, I'm getting tired of that shit. I don't know, you know.
Who
can
wear longer skirts?
We need to have a straight man movement. You know what I'm saying? we really need to have a straight man movement all over the world, not just in this country. And I'm calling for all straight men in this world to step up, pull your motherfucking pants up over your booty crack, and, you know, I'd rather everybody go back to the thug life. You know what I'm saying? At least they was hiding it. You know what I mean?
Long white tees and jabot jeans.
Yeah, you know, we used to talk about motherfuckers that just walked around with white tees and khakis on. You know what I mean? We used to talk about them, but now you got white tees with split lapels, with split, you know, tails in the back. You know, like... What is that? You know, remember
hey,
the females
be liking it though, bro. That's the crazy part about it.
That's what I'm talking about. If they mama didn't make another baby and give them a sister, you understand me? Why the fuck would they want to turn a dude into, you know, a feminine girl so that she could trust them? Because if you dress like a man nowadays, you ain't gonna find no girlfriend. You know that, right?
Why you think they keep coming out with all these best friends songs? That's my best
friend. Even Trey Songz, man. I kind of had a feeling Trey Songz was on some shit with the Bottoms Up song, right? You know? What the fuck? Bottoms Up? That's a unisex song. That's a unisex song, man. And there's a lot of these rappers out here that got suspicious lyrics in their songs that they slide past the listening audience. But I'm one of those critical dudes, you know. I'll hear a line and I'll be like, what? What did you say? Let go mosquito all over my best friend. My best friend. Who the fuck? You gonna skeet on who?
I can agree with you on the critical thing, because I've been getting critically abused like the last 2 days. I don't know why, but I ain't gonna say no names or say nothing. But I've been getting critically abused like the last 2 days, and I'm a hard worker. And
yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm a real hard worker. You can tell that yourself. But I'm just saying, I don't like getting critically abused. Even when I'm working. I'm just saying. Back to the conversation.
But I hear you though. Let's get into this right quick. Friend of mine came to me and asked me. I don't know why motherfuckers think I'm so wise or something. I guess because I try to pay a little bit more attention to some shit that's going on. So, cat that I know, been knowing him for a couple of years, you know what I'm saying? He liked to sit down and chop it up with me from time to time. And he asked me about the situation that he having with this girl that he know. And he loves
the
girl.
Man. I don't even want to hear about that.
Yeah, well, only thing I could say is, you know, it's not woman bashing or none of that shit. But I tell the nigga like I tell everybody, man, because this is some shit that I had to do, and I still do from time to time. Find something to do with yourself to take your mind off of other people. You know what I mean? Because when all you do is think about why the fuck she ain't called me, or where she at, who she with, I mean, you sitting there, your motherfucking house is a motherfucking mess. Okay, your car broke down in the backyard and all this shit. And all you can think about is this broad not calling you or texting you when you text her, but you love the girl. So the fuck what? You know, you was born by yourself. You didn't have no girlfriend until you started going to school. Now you
love. What's that part? Why she so quiet?
I'm just waiting for my mommy.
Right. I don't know. I don't know, but I do have an idea of what the problem is. But just for the sake of anonymity, the only thing, and I know he's listening, the only thing I can say is that thing don't belong to you. She was born with it, all right? She was born with something. We was all born with one thing that we all have inherited through a mass production thing. You know, we human beings, we all got one thing that we all have, and that's our own motherfucking brain. Everybody was born with their own brain and their own mind. So just because another motherfucker ain't doing what you think or expect that they supposed to be doing at that moment in time when you feel like they supposed to be doing it, that does not give you the right to get all upset and get indignant and start acting like a baby who waiting on a bottle.
No,
I mean?
He don't have to act like a baby. But if he love her, he love her. You can't take away feelings now. Don't do
no,
that.
No, but you also can't be boo-boo. Okay?
No, he can't be that. But it's how you do things. It's not what you do. It's how you do it.
Right, but if you tell me you love me and I text you at 1 o'clock and you text me back at 8 o'clock and say hi, what the hell?
Oh, yeah,
if
then it's time
all the time, if it happened all the time, then something ain't right. It's either she don't like you or she got somebody else. And I tried to explain that to my homie, but he ain't want to listen to me. So the only thing I could say is, you know, find something to do with your time. Take your mind off the shit. You know, maybe if you sat down and talked with the girl, you might get a better understanding. But until then, you got to focus on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you don't do what somebody else wants you to do at a certain, like, people call you selfish. When you learn that you have to take care of yourself, like when it's time to pay your light bill and you ask your girl or you ask your dude to help you out with some of these chips you need for this light bill and the motherfucker don't come through, if you do that enough, eventually you don't understand that you got to take care of your light bill on your own, and if that motherfucker come through on anything, that's just an extra blessing for you. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much what's going on. What's up, Squeak? Yeah, I'm doing the show. And you get the award tonight. The award of who the hell is this calling me on my phone while I'm on the air? But it's all good.
That was Al calling. You know, Al always call at the weirdest time.
Yeah. I'm at the house, though. Yeah. But on everything I love, y'all, and I should have turned my phone off, but I didn't. That was my mistake. I ain't smoked a whole burner yet.
Hey,
what? You know, Hood Talk Radio. we disclose some things on Hood Talk Radio. I don't need nobody. Okay, here's the disclaimer. If you hear something, or if there's something on the show that, you know what I'm saying, is said that you like, or you don't like, or if there's some songs or something that you might want to hear, and what you do is you call 646-478-0944, and you talk to the person that runs the show. Don't bother Blog Talk, because they won't do anything except give you the phone number to the management of Emacs Radio. So guess who you'll be talking to?
You.
Not to be one-sided about it, I welcome all criticism, whether it's positive or negative. But to me, no criticism is negative. You can't please everybody. I learned that a very long time ago.
I learned that many times.
I love everybody. Now, don't get me wrong. I love everybody. It's just that I don't feel like, you know, we don't have children on the show. So I pretty much speak so that everyone can understand. Now, it ain't nobody out there that I don't know ain't ever said shit, fuck, goddamn before. 8 to 80. I had to smack a little kid in the mouth for calling another little dude. What's up, my nigga? You know what I mean? In the library. And they like 7 and 8. Who's up? I'm like, see, it's going to take generations. It's going to take generations for that to go away. You know what I mean? So some of us don't want it to go away. Some of us embrace it. Some of us is like, okay, all right, well, you know what I'm saying? But we all, it's practically just been raised on it, just like most of us been raised on Chitlins. And Black Eyed Peas. And I can't stand them motherfucking Black Eyed Peas. I eat shit out of some chitlins, though.
With some hot sauce?
Fucking right. With some greens on the side, a piece of cornbread, and they gone.
Man,
they're
what
history.
Country-style meal.
Yeah. Make your stomach poke over your belt.
E-Max, though, let me ask you a question, though. What you think about this type of situation? You know what I'm saying? You know what type of dude I am. You know how hard I work. So what you think about this situation when you know what I'm saying, when people see how far you fly, no matter what the situation is, and out of the blue they just contact you like, yeah, man, what's good, man? You gonna mess with me again, man? You know what I'm saying? You make up?
What do I think about that?
Yeah, man, like, you know, out the blue, for some reason, this certain person came out of nowhere and said, Eastside, man, let's link up, bro. Let's put some work in, man. I'm like, huh? I'm like, who is this?
Right,
and out the blue, I'm like, oh, I know who this is. I'm like,
well, the truth of the matter, let me tell you what that is. For you, it's out the blue. You know what I mean? But I learned something. People that are successful, too busy to realize they successful. All right? Motherfuckers who thought they was up there and they thought they was doing something and they thought you was bullshitting, so they decided to go in another direction. But it's just like on Facebook. It's just like on the gram. It's just like on the deal. Somebody going to follow you. All right. If they hear something, they go, oh, let me follow Eastside to see what he up to. And when they see what you up to, that's when you know that it ain't just the people on the top. See, believe it or not, the people on the top got to go through a lot of avenues and everything to contact you. But it's always the people on the bottom that's trying to get somewhere, and they thought that you wasn't going to go nowhere. So they still know how to get in touch with you, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They didn't heard. Yeah, they didn't heard that some people on the top trying to get at you. And they figure, well, let me get with him now, so by the time the people let the top get at him, I'll be already locked in. So basically, and bottom line is, I put them on a roster of clients.
Yeah, man. And you know, it'd kill you if you actually knew who that was. I'm going to just give you these three letters. TTO.
Man, get out of here. I wouldn't,
bruh,
man.
You know how,
what? Like man, I said, those are customers now. They're customers. Customers. Customers.
Man, you know how hard, man, you know how hard I went with that squad, though. That's why I hate working hard for artists and then turn around when they feel like some when they feel like something is going not their way, or they feel like, oh, it ain't moving fast enough. They going to the next situation, and then when that next situation ain't popping, and then the situation you left start popping again, you want to hop back on that situation. No,
it's
I don't ride blue. Like that. You feel me? I don't ride like that. My grind crazy, man. My grind is ridiculous, man. I do 10,000 views off one song, literally.
Right.
You feel me? I got a song with August Alsina, Rich Homie. I mean, what can you tell me? I did all that myself out of my pocket. You feel me? Like, what can a nigga tell me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Bro, just, you know, I don't know. You feel me? Like, you know, all them songs have been played on your radio show. I look at niggas
that's
like,
right.
Okay, all right. I'm like, all right. So now all of a sudden, out of the blue, you say, man, what's good, man? Let's wake up. Huh? Nah, nigga. I don't know. I gotta talk to my boss, even though I am the boss. But I'm just saying.
Right.
That's the answer you're going to get from me. You feel me?
Exactly. Well, that's what it is, man. Everything got to now, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying no. I never, ever discourage, you know, unifying or camaraderie or even collaborations. But when it comes to partnership, you know what I'm saying? You get one shot. It's like a relationship, man. A girl ain't going to keep taking you back. Because she won't give you none, you go kick it with somebody that feel. All right, then one of your niggas say, yeah, man, my dude said he hit. And so now you thinking she ready to get that shit up, and now you see her and you want to talk to her again just because you think you're going to get some. It's the same damn thing. You know what I mean? Like, y'all, man, shit, I was with that girl for 3 years, man. She ain't never give me nothing. She ain't even rub my shit. And then all of a sudden, couple years later, your dude like, yeah, man, we used to kick it, man. We kicked it, dog. She let me get some. And woo, 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 woo. You know what I mean? So now you like, oh, shit, I'm the man. Let me go back. You know what I mean?
Right, so
she like, what the fuck you want, nigga?
Right,
look at
so
it like that.
Out.
What the fuck you want?
Yeah, so
now they're going to try to sweet talk you and let you come back into the look so they can get back into the fold and ride off your back again. Why you going to do that?
Oh, yeah, they said your name, too. They were like, what up with E-Max? I'm like, what? Like,
not
oh,
a goddamn
no,
thing. Let me tell you something. I ain't working with no old-ass motherfuckers that I used to work with a long time ago because just like you, when I put a lot of motherfucking work in, it's hard to do this shit right.
Man, what?
I don't have step on my motherfucking shit, and all these motherfuckers just decided to walk away. Because I said,
man.
Well, I play your music on my show, but I ain't promoting shit for your ass. You promote your own music. I'll
man.
Play it. But you going to promote your own shit. I remember when you was out there developing your street team for your shit, and the motherfuckers whose music you was promoting wasn't even doing nothing with you.
Man. Boy, I'm talking about, I'm like, man. I just kept it moving, though. You feel me? That's why I got as far as I did. You feel me? And look what happened after that. I ended up linking up with August. You feel me? I did the I Wanna Be Rich remix with them niggas. You feel me? I did the walkthrough remix with Rich Homie. You feel me? I just kept moving. I'm like, all right, forget it. It's nothing. There's no problem. It's like, okay, you run away. I'm going to keep going. You feel me? I'm going to keep moving. I'm Eastside, man. I do this, man. Like, come on, man. Like, nigga, I took $13.50 and made $2,200 off of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you mean, nigga? I went from party to party, city to city, college to college. Man, I sold 1,500 copies of my first mixtape when I came to this bitch, man. And niggas like, oh, shit, how you do that? Nigga, $13.50. Nigga, I hopped on the Megabus, and I didn't even know where I was going. I got off that Kent State. I'm like, oh, they got some parties going on. It's going on, man. $5. Y'all trying to get my mixtape? Hell yeah, bro. You trying to get drunk? Hell yeah, bro. Let's go. You feel
right.
I'm in there.
You gotta be hungry,
like,
man.
Nah.
You can't be scared. You know how many dudes are scared? What's really going on with the underground scene in the city, man? I ain't hearing too much noise.
Man, Sapphire said she about to set that scene up. She said she about to turn up for niggas.
Well, you know what? Just on that note.
She said she about to turn up for niggas. She said she about to squat, niggas. It's going.
You already know.
Right,
well,
we can do this right quick, y'all. Just to let y'all know that it's for real. We got this motherfucking live artist right here on Hood Tunes Radio. This
baby,
is the world for
turn up.
Hot as
me and my senior, we be wildin'.
That's
I be hollin'. Peeled up, almost stuck, but I'm silent. I fell in like Bill Cosby. Do what you want when you're poppin'. You know that I got it. You know I'm poppin'. You know I'm poppin'. Like, ooh, it started off so innocent. Got dressed up just to take it. And I'm waiting on my cruising. We gon' step out and just kill him, like, ooh, go girl. We be for the weekend, we gon' take shots for the weekend. I had a stressful weekend, so it's time for me to get wild, just like, ooh. Don't wanna think about it, not trying to think about it. I'm sad and thinking about you. What have you done to me? Come have some fun with me. Think about you constantly. I knew you watching me. God damn, you worry about it, try to blame me. I know I can't act why, cause they say you the one to make me. This road is so crazy, I get wavy by the daily. Don't take these drugs from me, it's the only thing that saves me, Lord. I say, baby, I'm drunk driving. Me and my team, yeah, we be wildin'. City, I be hollering. I'm hollering. Peeled up, almost stuck, but I'm styling. Like, ooh, that I'm feeling like Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby, do what you want when you're popping. I'm popping. I say, you know that I got it. She know I'm popping. He know I'm popping. Like, back up on me, baby. Say, you don't know me, baby. Don't let this picture ever fool you. I ain't perfect, baby. Some say I'm very crazy. Some talk a lot of shit, but I keep more forkers in the city. I'm shit. Niggas will steal your iPhone just to get by. Niggas, they kill me own nigga, then cry. Females will take your whole wallet, then lie. People will watch you fall, then when you rise, they wondering why. Listen, I just do me, don't care about nobody. I wake up, get wavy, fresh as fuck, don't tell nobody. You know I stay on fleek, you know they wait on me. You know she lurking on my gram, telling somebody. I know that I ain't special, so the devil steady working. Mama, I said I'm sorry, but the painkiller is not working. Sorry. So give me two more shots of the Henny. I got all my girls with me, okay. I wish that you could be here with me, okay. Give me two more shots, take a shot for me. Drink and drive with me, ride around with me. Have some fun with me.
What the fra? That's Bill Cosby, yo. Straight up the coast.
Huh? So that yellow pudding.
Sapphire.
That nigga said she be high.
We be wild.
Right.
You aggravating.
She sound like she, hey, man, she sound like you be, she sound like you when she, when you high and shit. She like, feel like the cat, dude.
You irritating.
I'm feeling though, that bitch gonna go Saturday.
Hey,
it's gonna go Saturday night, man. It's gonna go with that song Saturday night. It's going. It's going Saturday. It's going Saturday night. Oh, yeah, she going to be at the Anatomy Saturday night. It's going. It's going. You know.
Wait, let me get my social media out before I leave out.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, y'all can follow me at Sapphire on Instagram, SATFIRE_. Okay, thank you.
Hey, that's what's up. So y'all heard that, right? Y'all get that shit popping. And you need to get a video and put it on YouTube, too, so that everybody can find your ass and see your ass. And you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
with
she,
your
she about to get all that popping. I told him that she ain't in the world ball.
Right.
All right,
I told
him that she messing with the Dream Team, man. She keep underestimating me, E-Max. Like, I don't know what I'm doing, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, whew. Man, if you knew what I've been going through for the last 2 days...
I've been putting him to work.
Trying to be a millionaire,
boy.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Well, I got to go do some homework. Y'all kids stay in school because I'm in college, too. Don't just think I'm out here just in the streets. I'm in college to be a lawyer. So let me clear that up.
Y'all heard that shit right. And go ahead and say we need that shit. But you keep, you go ahead on. You get your head in them books. And you stay there.
I gotta go study, so y'all have a nice day out there.
You know, we be wild. All
right.
All right, yeah. Yes, sir. And that's what's up.
So, you know, we be, yeah. It's going. It's going. It's going. It's going on deck. Like, I'm telling you, man, my team this year, oh, my God. Oh, my God, man. I don't think niggas ready for this summer, man. I'm talking about when I say drop hard. I'm talking about, man, I'm about to taste the rainbow on niggas, man. I'm making niggas in the Skittle packages and shit, man. Like, nigga, it's going. Niggas about to, man, nigga, my team long right now, nigga. I'm talking about, it's about to make niggas look like Young Thug do with them long-ass dresses, nigga. That shit long. This shit trouble in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. This shit terrible. I don't play no games. I get bigger and bigger every year. It be crazy. Like, damn, this nigga Eastside don't never stop, man. I'm like, damn. Feel me? Like, nigga, man. Like, niggas do not stop. Like, I learned that from your ass for real. I ain't gonna lie to you, like. And your ass do not stop, man. This nigga said, man, my van fucked up. Fuck it, I'm about to get me a car. Oh, shit, my car messed up. Fuck it, I'm about to fix the van. Something gonna shake, nigga. I'm moving around some way, somehow, nigga. My third tire got a flat in it. Fuck that, I'm gonna get me a donut. Something gonna shake. This nigga crazy, man. I'm like, this nigga E-Max be moving.
Gotta keep going, man.
Like, gotta keep going. Like, I'm like, fuck it, man. I'm about to keep moving.
Nigga, I lost my motherfucking job. What you think? I'm going to stop.
That nigga said, I'm keeping going, nigga. Fuck it.
I got to keep that going. Shit.
That nigga said, I got to keep it going.
I let everybody out there know a nigga will paint a doorknob. You know what I'm saying? If you lazy and you need somebody to come over and vacuum your floor, call me. I just went and bought a brand new vacuum, so your shit going to be spick and span. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up. At emaxradio@gmail.com for all those types of services. You know what I'm saying? You want somebody to come and sing
on
your song. You know what I mean?
No.
I'll come and sing, hook on your shit. You know what
let
I
me
mean?
Say
and,
let me say something, though. Let me say something, though. Let me say something, though. You said, I don't even need to cut you off. If y'all real women, I repeat, you feel me? It's my man Emax, you know what I'm saying? If y'all real women, You know what I'm saying? Need a nigga to really please y'all sexual wise. You feel me? My nigga E-Max will do that. You know what I'm saying? If your man ain't doing it right, he'll throw one of them sexy songs, put you together and shit. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Holla at my nigga E-Max at getyouwet.com/E-Max radio. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
in conjunction with my nigga, you know what I'm saying? In conjunction with my nigga Caesar Solid Productions, you feel me, you know what I'm saying? Niggas need to get in touch, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know, all the yellow bitches holler at my nigga Caesar Solid, you feel me? He got all the tomatoes and lettuce and shit for y'all, you feel me, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you feel me? Y'all got to put my nigga together, you feel me? All the big light-skinned bitches, he got you, you know what I'm saying?
Real, yeah, that's
what he's trying to do. You feel me? Hit my nigga up at Get You Wet Emax at .emaxradio.com. You feel me? Get all the little sexual attention, you know what I'm saying? If your man ain't doing it at home, he'll do it at the studio, you feel me? I'm just saying, you feel me? We call it the Boom Boom Room, you feel me? The Boom Boom Room. Boom Boom Room with Emax, man.
Whatever happens to it. I'm gonna have to call Al about that what you just said, that thick ass young girl he brought over to my studio, man. I can't think of her name.
Who?
Pretty motherfucker. I can't remember her name though.
Hey, E-Max, let's go old school, man. What happened to the one girl, man? Remember the one girl I brought to the studio, man, and said she was so churchy and shit and just got the blow like crazy when she got to that bitch.
The one little chick, man.
She said, I don't smoke enough. And she came.
Oh, yeah.
She came to that joint, man, and said, I forgot her name, but I know she know how to speak in tongues the right way.
She could have been the first. To the studio, nigga. That's why you said the studio. Even Caesar Salad picked up on the shit, and he was trying to get some motherfucking dressing on his leg.
He was trying to step it up. You feel me? He was trying to make the salad not Caesar. He was trying to put a little garlic in between that salad. You feel me? I'm just saying. I ain't gonna tell nobody. I'm just saying. Nah, he was trying to go Italian on that. You know what I'm saying? He was trying to make a little. Nigga, this is talk radio, nigga. Shit, nigga. It's the remember me channel right now, nigga.
That's right.
That was a crazy situation, man. Y'all niggas is bad influences, man.
But I was glad she stopped coming around though after a while, nigga. Cause even after you dip and shit, she would pop up. I'm like, where is that at? I don't know. Hey, shit. I ain't know nothing about that, homie.
Hey, you know what's funny? I can actually be honest now, cause you know it's kind of funny that was actually my brother's wife, daughter. Like,
you know, I'm familiar with that.
Hey, man, I thought she was a church girl, okay? I'm just saying. She said she wanted to do music. She said she wanted to do... We was in church when I met her, man. She said she wanted to do music. She said she don't do none of that bad stuff.
Uh-huh.
And stuff. And then when she left church, I guess the hallelujah left along with her. I'm just saying. I mean, it was just... You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I'm just saying. It was hallelujah. I'm still trying to remember what the fuck was her name, East. I don't know, man.
Eastside.
Who that?
Guess who in the house, man? What up, boy?
Who is that?
DJ Mind Slider.
Who's that?
Mind Slider.
I'm trying to think who the hell is DJ Mind Slider.
Mind Slider, man.
I don't remember. I don't know, man. I don't remember, man. What was Brittany bragging? I don't know. You feel me?
We was kicking the anatomy. Me and my cousin.
DJ Moss. DJ Moss like?
Oh, remember that party you went to with me, man? No. We did a party.
DJ, DJ Moss like, oh,
yeah, you met the...
Man, so, man, so much shit,
met,
man.
I love you, man.
Where you met
man.
The beautiful girl at? Huh?
Nigga, you know how many barbecues I went to with your ass that I did not get a plate from? Damn, nigga. This hood talk radio,
told
nigga.
Me you just wanted to go.
I ain't gonna, nigga, this, listen, listen. This hood talk radio, goddammit. I'm not gonna remember no female. I'm gonna remember at the fact that I ain't getting no plate at all the barbecues you took me to, nigga. I'm just
that
saying.
That was not far, was it? I was too busy playing music,
nigga.
You know,
but whoever Mr. Mind Slider is, how you doing, bro?
He say Mind Slider,
I'm just
man.
Saying.
You know,
man, I don't remember. You know how many DJs I'm messing with? I'm supposed to be number one.
Man, you crazy. What's up with you, man?
God dang it.
Thanks, sir.
What's up?
Y'all niggas over there doing? Y'all niggas over there partying without Eastside, man? What the hell? You old ass fuckers?
Hey, look. I got something for you right now. Hey, man. This is the coolest DJ in the motherfucking world right here behind me. They always bringing me some good shit. I'm serious. And what's your dude handle?
DJ Kronos.
Kronos. Hey, man. It's a hell of a fucking team right here. I'm swearing. All right.
Y'all no, hell no. Nah. Hell to the freaking no. Niggas came new like, God damn it. God
where
damn
you
it.
At? You started to sound
huh?
like a white boy.
No, nigga. I'm still, no, nigga. Hell no. Nah. Nigga, Eastside ain't gonna never sound like no goddamn white boy. I'm in the country, motherfuckers. I'm in the country. The goddamn country, motherfuckers. Down here with the big country booties.
Come on back here, damn it.
And reclaim your motherfucking accent.
Hey, fuck you, guy. Fuck you, guy. Kiss my ass, goddammit.
Kiss my ass, white boy.
All right, well, we get ready to bring you back to the hood, motherfucker, right now on Hood Talk Radio. This is that nigga, Eastside. With his
hello.
Say,
no.
Am I wrong for wanting better?
Life.
Should I just settle forever?
Always forever, baby.
Mm-hmm. Well, I swear, it feels like
that's so.
This is as good as it
right.
gets.
Stop.
Am I wrong for wanting better? Oh, no, they tell
we
me
don't want better, baby.
Get out of here, I swear.
You might show
right.
what you're doing with this one.
Driven by a better life.
How
I want to
be.
I wanna be rich. Don't
me like forget it. No, instead I throw boulders. Rumble in the jungle, yeah, I feast for this paper. Calculating moves, my problems, I face them. A man on his ten toes, looking for the light falling slow through a black hole. No one to look to, no one test you. Life like soft glass, a hard head make the soft. So I grind hard, give my paper up. Living the picture perfect life is not really enough. Ready to die at any moment, not giving a I see my daughter head, I'm just still breathing. But you my nigga, so why am I having hard feelings? R.I.P. down, move a shoe is still head. But in my mind, I'm still living with no fear. We made it. I ain't stopping till I'm gone. That's how August, baby. What up, homie? I'm head.
You gotta be.
And I ain't going nowhere.
I'm gonna be with you. Oh.
Y'all listen to this old school beat I made a long time ago, man, where y'all smoke something. Radio. Outcast. Thank you. Hood Talk Radio, we just got some news that came in, man. Little sad thing. I just want to send condolences out to the family. I can't say the name, but the way it came to me was a young man, little four-year-old boy, woke up this morning and was trying to wake his mom up, making some cereal or whatever, and he couldn't wake his mother up. You know what I'm saying? So after trying numerous times, apparently went outside into the hallway of the apartment complex that they lived in to tell somebody to help him try and come wake his mom up. And whoever the person was went in and tried to wake the young man's mom up, only to find that she had passed away in her sleep. So, yeah, I can't say the names, but I'm pretty sure the family.
All prayers to it, man. All prayers to it, bro.
All prayers, you know. So that's got to be traumatizing for the little four-year-olds, you know what I mean? So we definitely got to send our extra prayers for that young man, because he's going to need some help.
Man.
That's something to deal with that for.
Yeah, man. With that being said, man, that's why people got to start learn how to value life, man. You feel me? Value life, man. You never know, man. Love can be taken away from you in several different ways, man. Love can be taken away from you in several different ways, man. And most of them hurt the worst.
You know, talking about life, I watched a documentary last night on this show that I used to watch on TV, well, on cable anyway. It's called Ancient Aliens. And they basically was talking about this place called Pumapunku. And it brought you into a lot of the Central American ancient monuments and structures and shit that's still there. And it was this one place, I think it's called Machu Picchu. And it actually is what they said was a meeting ground for all of the races that were on the planet at that time, and it had to be somewhere 10, 15,000 years ago. But there are 44 different statues that were carved into faces and placed around the meeting place. And the scientists date these structures to be at least 10,000 to 15,000 years old. So apparently, you know, that long ago, everybody on this planet knew that we had to look out for each other. You know what I'm saying? And so they all had a place that they could all meet. You know what I'm saying? All the different races of the planet. It wasn't just, you know, one race or two races that was running everything. It was all the races that was on the planet got together and knew that the only way they was going to survive was to work together. And that is what I believe that we all need to have. But, of course, there are words out there like competition and coming in first and, you know, beat and control. It's words and things out there like that the people that are actually propagating this shit, man, are baking. You know, they're really banking on the fact that we as the underclass, of course, look to get ahead in life, want to have something, want that big white house with the picket fence. You know what I'm saying? So y'all just got to, like I said, man, can you see what's up? You know what I mean? Pay attention to the shit that's going on out there. Right now, a lot of shit is too late to even try to fight the shit, man. You can talk about it, you can say what you're going to say about it, but life is going to be life. You know what I mean? Ain't no billionaire going to become a billionaire, you know, just because you want to be a billionaire. You got to put yourself in that position. But it's a lot comes along with that. So I just want y'all to keep studying, keep reading. When you're working with folks, man, you're dealing with people, man, keep it business. Make your shit legible so everybody can read it. Read your shit before you sign anything, because you know.
Don't put out a CD with magic marker on it.
Exactly. That's number one. You can take a piece of fucking picture on the phone, on a piece of paper, and take a picture of it with your phone and email that shit to a fucking printer, and they'll print you out some CDs with that bullshit on your CD. No more magic markers. We done with the magic markers. We'd rather have your mixtape in a sleeve with a picture of the mixtape and all of that shit in a blank CD. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Don't put no motherfucking magic marker on that shit. Don't go buy a red Sharpie and draw some shit, draw some art on every CD that you pass away.
Hey, I just think the nigga put color pencil on the CD, man. That shit. Nigga to put color pencil on the CD.
And buy a motherfucking candy bar that somebody wrote Snickers on it, would you? I don't think.
I don't know if I'm high enough, I might do it.
Yeah, go to the grocery store. Go to the grocery store and let niggas sell you a pack of Swishers that they just wrapped in a napkin and put some tape on it.
Oh, no, I'm cool.
Swisher. So we know it's a Swisher on the inside, but on the outside, that packaging looked crappy to the motherfucker. So I'm going to pass over that and go get some of them nasty ass games. 10:30. So, yes.
That's my best friend. That's my best friend. Oh, shit. Jesus, man. I'm about
but
to get on
I
it.
Just gotta know, yeah. Hey, for real, on everything I love, man, I'm listening to Hood Tunes Radio right now in the background on shoutcast.com. That's all you got to do. And then when that motherfucker pop up, you just search Hood Tunes Radio. Bam, it's going to say one result because there ain't no other station on there like Hood Tunes Radio. We got our own motherfucking platform, all right? And just like on Blog Talk Radio, if y'all think about it, if you're looking at it and if you go online and read, you're going to see all kind of motherfucking all of a sudden now, One Hood Radio, One Pat Hood Radio, Deep Dark Hood Radio, man. Y'all niggas need to stop that bullshit, come up with your own concepts, because you cannot hang and you will not hang with Hood Talk Radio, your boy E-Max, right here out of Cleveland, Ohio, man. We's too strong in this shit. That's why we was offered the 24-hour station spot, and we accepted it. Next step is Sirius Radio, XM Radio, and all of that shit. You know what I mean? We was offered that shit years ago, nigga, and just like Eastside said, if you work hard, shit come to you. But when you're too busy,
you realize,
you know what I'm saying? So y'all niggas just imagine what it's going to be when XM come back and hit us up again. Like, hey, we like what's happening on y'all shit again. Y'all got to get on XM now. Then y'all niggas going to have to pay us for what we do. You're going to have to pay for what we do.
Hey, man, like my nigga Joe Budden said, man, he said it best, man. If you weren't there for the ride, don't be there when I park, man. That shit was the realest thing I would ever hear, man. Real tough. But like, nigga said, if you weren't there for the ride, don't be there when I park. So, nigga, if you want to support me then, my nigga, don't try to support me now.
Hey, you know what my favorite song is now on the industry side, straight up?
What's up?
Where your ass was at, dog, when niggas wouldn't feed me?
Man, I fucks with it. Low key,
where your
like
ass
real,
was at,
like.
Dog, when bitches didn't need me. Where was you? Now the dogs needed help. Lawyers in the commissary ain't gonna pay itself. Where was you at when we recorded in the bathroom, nigga? Where was you at when we was recording in the bathroom?
No, where was you at Who was you at when we had the tape recorders, my nigga? We had the tape recorders.
Man, I ain't got no choice. Hey, that's
man.
Why I keep going. That's the theme
man.
Song. And I'm telling y'all, all that shit is true. A lot of motherfuckers, I know a lot of ladies who listen to hip-hop, and they love that shit too, because it's real.
My nigga E-Max said, what was you at when I had tape on my microphone? Yeah, nigga.
Exactly.
Nigga.
You know what I'm saying? When
I had the tape that microphone,
my
nigga. Right, though. You feel me? Like, nigga.
Right. Where was your ass at when my studio was in my bedroom? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? I'm out the bedroom and I got a room for my studio now. Now all of a sudden the motherfucker room pop up. Where the fuck you was at when my studio was in my bedroom, nigga? When I used to lay my bed at the door.
That nigga said, where was you at when I had the one bedroom apartment, nigga?
Sitting in the back. Heating that bitch with water on the electric skillet. Where your ass was at?
Nigga, what, nigga? And where was you at when we was eating bologna sandwiches in the studio, nigga? What, nigga? We was in there, nigga, with the little bottles. And, nigga, we was in there, nigga. We was cold.
In there.
All night, nigga.
Yep.
All night, though. On the late night, though. Everything, nigga. Hey, we done had some times on this fuck, nigga. We done had some times on Miles, nigga. Miles was the spot, nigga.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Miles was the spot, nigga.
I'm kind of sorry somebody got it because I'm trying to get my shit right. So I got to share, but I'm going to find another spot. That's my goal. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep the fuck.
Man, I don't know if you can find something like Miles, man. I don't know, man. That was a spin out, man. I made some nice freestyles in that living room, man. Some beastie ass freestyles in that living room.
There's some other shit out there, and I'm about to find one that I ain't going to have to worry about moving out of. You understand? I ain't gonna have to have no regular job to keep it. Cause it's gonna be painful. So all y'all motherfuckers out there, I'm telling y'all, better set goals for yourself. Cause if you don't, you're gonna be fucked up and you're gonna be mad at yourself.
Man, these niggas is trend. I don't care what nigga get mad. I'm about to say some real shit, nigga. I don't know if you getting your feelings out your chest. What the fuck you feel like? But niggas is, man, it's too many trendsetters now. Niggas ain't got their own trends, man. So. When you say some shit like have your own goals, man, they living other niggas' goals. They ain't even trying to have their own goals. So it's like it's pointless to say it. You feel me?
Right.
A nigga get yellow hair. Everybody want to have yellow hair. A nigga get the color in their beard. Everybody want to color their beard. A nigga get dreads. Everybody want to have dreads. There's too many trendsetters. Niggas ain't got their own goals. So it's like everything they see on TV, they want to follow.
These niggas like
Instagram, man. They got followers. They got the following syndrome. I just want to follow everything I see.
Man, fuck that.
Niggas,
why would you do that? See, they don't got no button on that shit called leader. You know that, right?
Man, hell no. One nigga come out with a shirt with splits in it. Now every nigga want to wear a shirt with splits in it. I thought that was for girls. Like, do you not know that's actually a dress that females wear? That you're wearing as a shirt? Like, I'm lost on niggas right now. Now niggas wearing hug boots. Where the fuck in the nigga book was that cool to wear hug boots? To be one cocky ass nigga wearing some hug boots.
Yeah.
Homestead.
I'm just saying, literally, where the fuck is that cool in the nigga book to wear hug boots? These are boots with fur inside of it. You a nigga. You are a nigga. You are a boy. What is wrong with you? these niggas is wild and literally, I literally want to take my hand and just smack the shit out of niggas, you know what I'm saying? Just a whole line, what's wrong with you,
For real, though.
Ain't no way in hell. I'm not about to color my hair purple, red, yellow, orange, green, Michael, Tito, Jermaine, Janet. No, nigga, I'm not doing it. And the females liking it. That's what's tripping me out. These actually liking it. Either they laughing at it, actually, or they laughing with you, but... They liking it. I guess because you look just like they do. I don't know. I'm just saying. You look like a bitch, basically.
I'm
lost in space right now. Nigga, the world done went crazy. Fucker done came out with a lot of best friends with that shit.
Yeah, and you see them all walking up and down the block. Now they wearing hoods because it's cold outside with their little puffy red coats on and shit. You know, we don't wear those. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas are brung back out this small little furry coats with the hoods on them. I thought those were for bitches.
I put to you like this. When a white dude say your shit is metrosexual, you know there's something wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? We can't keep following trends, just like you say. You know, the motherfuckers are always following trendsetters, man. Set your own trend, you know?
Man, like that's killing me right now. Cause niggas can't set their own trends. Like, nigga, right. everything you see a mainstream artist wear, you want to follow just cause you think the bitch don't like it. Them niggas got money. It might be some bad shit, but them niggas got money, so the bitch is gonna love it anyway cause they got money.
Right.
Nigga, you want broke RTA Healthline driving ass nigga, and you want to wear hug boots. You wearing Tower City jewelry and you want to wear hug boots. I'm just saying, like, my nigga, you got a true cousin's grill in your mouth and you want to wear hug boots.
Hey man, somebody told me that at my age I shouldn't be wanting to put no goals in my mouth. What kind of shit is that?
Man, you's a grown-ass man. Tell him to suck it easy. I'm just saying.
Hey, man, I told the motherfuckers to suck them motherfuckers out my mouth when I give them.
The nigga Slick Rick like 60 years old, and he still got gold in his mouth.
Nigga, I've been watching those.
I'm just saying.
Little. It's called liberation, man. Sometimes you got to do and you got to be. I ain't got to get my teeth taken out to put no gold fucking teeth in my mouth. I can just give me some caps that I can clack in when I feel like going out somewhere, taking a motherfucking picture and talking shit to somebody.
Man, I would tell a nigga quick, man. I'll tell a nigga quick, man. If you ain't paying my bills, if you ain't putting no bread in my pocket, shut the fuck up.
Man, I'm going to tell you it's not about how old you is. It's really about how you carry yourself. And I don't feel like, you know what I'm saying, I'm my motherfucking age. I don't feel like I'm 48, nigga. I'm letting motherfuckers know where I'm back. You know what I'm saying? If your girl over 30 and she stepped to me, you know what I'm saying, as long as we and you ain't cool, I'm sorry. That's the only thing I can say. I ain't going to tell you about it, though, you know?
I'm going to tell a nigga like this, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't live my life, live yours, basically. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Don't live my life, live yours. You feel me? If you feel like you want to do these things you see on TV and see outside of TV, you live that life. I'm not going to live that life.
You might go
that's
right
not
in
me.
Exactly.
You can have fun with that life. If you want to feel just like a bitch, live that life like a bitch. That shit is weird. The world done went crazy, man. I'm like, man, y'all niggas is ridiculous. Like, this one, like, literally, the other day, this one nigga came up to me like, bro, man, you see these all red hugs, man? These bitches roaring. I'm like, what? Wait a minute. Did you just literally ask me that question?
Yeah,
like, dude, it's like 70 degrees outside. You asking me, dude, I like the new hug boots you just got on your feet, bro. Like, dude, it's 70 degrees outside. Nigga,
hey,
we in Nashville, Tennessee, nigga. You talking about, do I like some hug boots you got on?
Now, we don't fuck with those. But I'm going to tell y'all something, though. This is what we getting ready to get back to. I watched this concert a while ago with Tyrese and a whole bunch of motherfuckers. And they forgot, what has been forgotten is that, you know, sometimes you have to be, you know, slick about the shit. You know what I'm saying? You can't just come out and tell no bro what it is, ho, what's up. You know what I'm saying? But when motherfuckers start changing their conversation and these bros start talking that shit about, you know, lowering their standards and this, that, and the other shit, that's where the problem began. Because niggas felt like they ain't have to do nothing no more to get no good girl. You know what I'm saying? Or at least a decent woman anyway. But then again, you still got to clean up and watch yourself and know how to talk. And here is a lesson from your boy E-Max, man. on how to get that shit off. Alright? Check this out. We'll be right back. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's how that shit goes down, man. Sometimes you got to talk nice. But I learned with some people, you know, you can't, it's true what they say. You can't treat everybody the same way. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to really take your time to get to know a motherfucking person. Now, some of us as a man, you know what I'm saying, especially when we're single, but it's a lot of niggas out there that just ain't shit. You know what I mean? You got a motherfucking good-ass woman. She might have not been shit to somebody else, but for you, she decided to be good, and you still won't fuck around. I mean, what go around, come around, what you put out there is what you get back. So if one day you wasn't shit, and then one day you decide to be shit, you might decide to be shit with a motherfucker who decided not to be shit. That's just your payback. You know what I mean? Motherfucker couldn't control you or tell you what to do, which is fine. But goddamn, sometimes loyalty is a motherfucker. Okay? We all do shit because what we look like benefits us. And there's always somebody who like what you look like. I don't give a fuck how ugly a motherfucker might think you are. One motherfucker might say, goddamn. One nigga might like the way your legs look in a dress. You ain't that cute, but I love your motherfucking legs. Come on, let me hit that shit. And he'll treat your leg like a ham with some glaze on it every time he hits. You'll feel like a motherfucker think I'm beautiful. And then you'll start cheating on that motherfucker because you'll start showing off your legs and other motherfuckers will start saying, she do got some good legs. So now you got two or three motherfuckers hollering at you when you didn't have none. See how the world go around? Same thing. You know what I'm saying? For real, women treat fat dudes differently than they treat slim dudes. For whatever reason, I don't know. But some of y'all fat niggas be so thirsty for a piece of pussy or a little bit of attention that you go all the way out your way, flip over backwards and everything else. And you make it hard for the other fat niggas that don't do that shit. You know what I mean? It's called confidence. It ain't got to be arrogant. It's called confidence, motherfucker. Believe in yourself. You know, so what you can't see your motherfucking dick? Hold a motherfucking mirror down there one day and see if it's little or big or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Stop going on what motherfuckers tell you. I swear, you know, it's a lot of shit that we as men go through unnecessarily. And some of us get to always stick our motherfucking chest out and beat it like an ape in the middle of the motherfucking jungle and say everything is mine, but that motherfucker get whooped by a monkey. Did you see the Planet of the Apes? That's what I'm saying. You take care of your own shit, you won't worry about nobody else. You know what I mean? If you broke all the motherfucking time, you think robbing somebody else going to get you something, that shit only temporary. I'm telling you. You know, it don't make sense to go to work and then quit a job after you get a paycheck because what you going to do when that money comes? You know, you out there hustling a little bit, a few dollars you got left after you even blew it all on some loud and shit, some edge. So now, you know what I mean? You broke again, it's Monday, and your mom's saying, you ain't going to work. Like, no, mom, they fired me and shit. I took too many days off. Yeah. So where do you think your money going to come from? Some of us just bound to be employed. We lost the entrepreneurial spirit in this bitch. Don't niggas want to sell CDs and movies and shit, but don't nobody want to, you know, be legit about the shit and open up a little punk-ass store. Why sit at the motherfucking plaza all damn day? But y'all know what it is, man. We've been here way before, and it seems the way shit is now, we're going to be here again. So what I'm going to do is take all y'all niggas out with my favorite motherfucking song. From that group, Black House Sounds, man, some things in life never change. Be back.
Yeah, I was watching the news today. Thinking about Kunta Kinte and where I'm at now.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. Against the grain,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you
really I keep going really against the grain.
You start to understand what it really is.
It's in the block of getting out. The only thing I knew was the block, and everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach, and now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug, he feel the drug. Of that lie, of that lie back, of the mirror, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud back. I tell you what that loud at, and I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented, coming down in grandy. Say, Mr. Motley, Blackout Sounds, you know we candy. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand, trick. Every
Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to a all high, and to sexism, to they feel, to they drive, to this Illuminati, and they play with their body, to any rules, and everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose, I told you about the Grey Goose, nothing in the booth, locker room, I done speak the truth.
Things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
When I started, days of old, drop top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. Against the grain,
yeah.
I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But in dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud on their song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap.
Hey. Never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. Yeah, I keep going against the grain.
You starting to understand what it really is.